This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lebanon's Hezbollah blamed Israel for a spree of pager blasts across Lebanon, saying it will get its fair punishment, according to a statement released by the militant group on Tuesday, issued by the television station run by Hezbollah. At least 9 people were killed and nearly 3,000 others, including Hezbollah fighters, medics, and Iran's envoy to Beirut, were wounded on Tuesday when the pagers they used to communicate exploded across Lebanon, security sources and the Lebanese health minister said. A Hezbollah official said the detonation of the pagers was the biggest security breach the group had been subjected to in nearly a year of conflict with Israel. Mali said on Tuesday its capital Bamako was under control after insurgents attacked a military training school and other strategic areas before dawn. An Al-Qaeda affiliate claimed responsibility. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Mali's army says militants have attacked a military training camp near the airport in the country's capital as explosions were heard in the area, adding gunmen had attempted to infiltrate the Faladi Gendarme School and a sweep operation was underway. Within hours, the government said it was temporarily closing the nearby airport in the capital, Bamako. A security official says that there was unspecified loss of life and significant damage without elaborating. Mali, along with its neighbours Burkina Faso and Niger, has battled an insurgency by armed groups, including some allied with Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korea fired multiple short-range ballistic missiles on Wednesday that landed in the sea off its east coast, South Korea and Japan said, days after Pyongyang unveiled a uranium enrichment facility. This is VOA News. Cuba's communist-run government slashed the weight of its subsidized ration of daily bread by a quarter on Monday, Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
Last week, the country said it had run short of the wheat flour it needs to make the bread. The bread will be reduced from 80 grams to 60 grams, or just over 2 ounces. That's about the same weight as an average cookie. The bread's price dropped slightly, too, to just under 1 peso, or 1/3 of a cent. Many Cubans earn around $15 a month and can scarcely afford to shop for more expensive bread on the private market. The government blames the flour shortage on the U.S. trade embargo, a complex set of restrictions that complicates Cuba's global financial transactions.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. Haitian migrants living in Springfield, a small U.S. town in the midwestern state of Ohio, are making headlines nationwide after being accused of eating residents' pets. VOA Creole traveled to Springfield and has this report narrated by Elizabeth Chernoff.
The allegation, posted on social media and amplified by the Republican vice presidential nominee, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, was repeated in last week's debate by former President Donald Trump, sparking outrage. Haitian migrants in Ohio, like Cleo, deny the allegations.
I saw it on the internet. People talking about all Haitians are misbehaving. But definitely, there is no proof.
One migrant says he was threatened after moving to Springfield from Florida 3 months ago. Now he's thinking about packing up and leaving town. For VOA Creole in Springfield, Ohio, Elizabeth Chernoff, VOA News.
Florida law enforcement officials will launch their own criminal investigation into Sunday's apparent assassination attempt on former U.S. President Donald Trump that will run parallel to the federal probe. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis made the announcement on Tuesday. The governor said Florida prosecutors will pursue the most serious charges available under state law, including attempted murder in the state-level investigation into Ryan Wesley Routh. The suspect was charged on Monday with federal firearms offenses. Former U.S. President Donald Trump said at a campaign event on Tuesday that India was a very big abuser of the U.S.-India trade relationship, and he will meet Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi next week. The Republican candidate for the November presidential election gave no details on where they would meet. U.S. President Joe Biden will host a summit with leaders from Australia, India, and Japan on September 21st. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.